This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Last week we talked about the only ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the month of Ramadan, and that's ayah 185 in Surah Al-Baqarah. Amazingly enough is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right after this ayah, is guiding us to the best thing that should be done in the month of Ramadan. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us how should we do things in Ramadan, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And we explained this in detail last week. What's the next ayah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. We are going to spend the whole khutbah on this ayah, and we are going to drive many messages, many lessons from this ayah. As we mentioned before, two Bedouins walking in the desert, and they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulallah, Allahu qareebun fanunaji am ba'idun fanunadi. O Messenger of Allah, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close, near? So when we talk to Him, we should be whispering? Or is He distant? When we talk to Him, we should be yelling and screaming. And the ayah was revealed. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. And let's stop at every single word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the ayah by saying, وَإِذَا. And إِذَا in the Arabic language does not translate into if. If my slaves ask you about me. No. It translates as when. When my slaves ask you about me. What's the difference between when and if? Let me give you an example. If a mother, for example, has a son who went to the university in another city or another country, so would she say, if my son comes back, I will be happy? Or should she say, when my son comes back, I'll be happy? If she says, if my son comes back, I'll be happy, she is expecting that something bad might happen, and her son may come back or may not come back. But when she says, when my son comes back, this is a message of hope. She believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him and he'll come safe to her. If you have family members coming on board of a plane, you don't say, if they land, I will take care of them. You say, when they land, I'll take care of them. Because again, you say, if they land, you're expecting something bad to happen and they might not land. But when you say, when they land, it's a message of hope. So the message of hope in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying if, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects you and me to resort to him and ask him all the time. So Allah is saying, when my slaves ask you about me, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ. سَأَلَ means to ask. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Muhammad, when they ask you about me, what's the message here? Allah expects me and you to ask him and to go back to him. Subhanallah, if you go and ask a human being more than one time, they'll be angry. But if you don't ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with you. He expects you to ask him all the time because he's the one who has everything. And he explained this to us in Surah number 15, ayah number 21. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. ماذا تريد؟ سعادة؟ زواج؟ مال؟ وظيفة؟ أولاد؟ راحة بال؟ What do you want? You want money, a job, marriage, peace of the heart, peace of the mind? It's all with Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. We have the inexhaustible treasures of everything, but وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. If you want Allah, ask him. Knock on his door. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. Then Allah said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ. The calf here, Allah is addressing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly. He's talking to him. Oh Muhammad, they will ask you. So this is another lesson for us. If we want to know about Allah, the best one we should go to is not your dad, it's not your culture. It's the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through him, you will not only learn the hadith, but because when people came to ask him, the Quran was revealed. So not only he will give you hadith, he'll give you the Quran too. Simply because of a dua. This is how important the dua is in Ramadan. After the ayah of Ramadan, Allah talks about dua right away. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my slaves. How many are they? Even those who believe and those who don't believe. When they raise their hands, because you know what? Even non-Muslims, when everything goes wrong, they say, oh God, if you are out there, please respond to me. They resort to him too. Subhanallah. Now, coming from a background of being a teacher, if I'm teaching a class at the university and I have 50 students or hundreds of students, I can only answer one person at a time. Sometimes even I cannot cover all the questions. I might take three or four and then that's it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh Muhammad, when my slaves come to you, regardless of their number, you might not be able to answer them. But you know what? Stay away. Allah removed the Prophet ﷺ from the scene. Because normally in the Quran, Allah will always say, يسألونك. They ask you, they ask you. He would always respond by saying, قل. يسألونك عن المحيط, قل. يسألونك عن الأنفال, قل. Every time they ask you, Muhammad, Allah said, say to them. But this one, subhanAllah, Allah said, Muhammad, I'll talk to them directly. If you cannot answer so many of my slaves, I can do it. And subhanAllah said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ لَمْ يَقُلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَإِذَا يَسْأَلُكَ. Why? يَسْأَل means something that will happen repeatedly. It's in the prison. But when Allah said سَأَلَكَ, it means if they ask you one time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you and me, and He's in no need of you and me, but He's still waiting for you to ask Him even once. He will take care of you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Muhammad, I'll talk to them directly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to you and me directly, saying, I am near, I'm close, I can hear you, I know what you need. Not only that, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. أُجِيب. أُجِيب means I answer the call of anyone who might ask me, and أُجِيب means instantaneously, immediately. Allah didn't say أستجيب, because أستجيب, the alif and sin and ta means it will take time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ujib, I will answer you immediately. If you are working and you want to write an email or any message to your boss at work, do they answer you right away? No. If you're talking to a VIP, they don't answer you right away. Even if you cross by the office and you try to talk to them, like, no, I don't have time for you now. You have to make an appointment. And if you write an email, the answer might come after days, or might not even come. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you ask me one time, I will answer you immediately. Ujib. And next he said, Ujibu da'wa. He didn't say Ujibu du'a. Da'wa. Da'wa means you ask him one time. He didn't say a dua, because a dua, it's a continuous process. You're making dua all the time. No, he said, if you were to ask me one time, da'wah. Not da'awat, not you make dua and dua and dua, just one da'wah. He will answer you immediately. And then he said, أجيب دعوة الداع with ألف and لام. You know, if I'm giving a lecture and some people send some papers without sending their names and they're asking questions, if I want to know who's asking, I have to ask, who has this question? Who's asking me this question? But Allah is saying, no, I know everyone who's raising his hand to me. I hear him and I see him. If it's in the middle of the night, I know him. If he is in the bottom of the whale, in the bottom of the ocean, in the belly of the whale after midnight. When Yunus alayhi salam made dua to Allah, there were three layers of darkness. The bottom of the ocean, the belly of the whale, and after midnight. And when he made dua, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. How much do we do dhulm? How much? Every day. But when Yunus alayhi salam made that dua, what happened? Fastajabna lah. Allahu Akbar. Allah answered his call. Allah knew where Yunus was. The angels were amazed. They said, why? Why everything is trembling around us? Where is this call coming from? The angels didn't know, but Allah knew. Ujibu da'wat adda' with alif and lam. He knows what you have in your heart even before you say it. And then he said, Ida. Da'an, again, You know, you and I, if you want to see a doctor, they say there is a walk-in clinic. You walk in and sit there for 2-3 hours. And if you make an appointment, it's never on time. You still go there and wait for 10-15 minutes. What if you want to see a specialist? How many months? 3 months? 6 months? And if you go there late, 10 minutes, done. You have to rebook, come after 6 months. But Allah, Al-Jabbar, Al-Qawi, Al-Aziz says, if you want to see me, if you want to talk to me, if you want to ask me, you can ask anytime, إذا دعان, whenever it's comfortable for you. You can make dua. But then the conclusion of the ayah, Allah said, you ask me a lot, you want so many things from me, I want something from you too. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding you. If you want your call, your dua to be answered, listen to what Allah asks you to do. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي Subhanallah. Allah said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَا فَا. That fa means an instantaneous response from Allah, right away. And Allah said, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. When he talked about himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I answer right away. But when he talked to you, he didn't say, فَلْيُجِيبُونِي. They should answer me right away. They should do what I'm saying right away. He said, no, take your time. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُونِي. Alif, Sin, and Ta means, take your time. But try, do your best. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Let them respond to me. How can we respond to Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah number 8, Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 24. Here is a call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
You're fasting now, alhamdulillah. And you feel you're very close to Allah. But do you hear this call? It's a call from Allah. It's a call from Allah. And you're very special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whenever you call Him, He'll give you attention. And He will talk to you directly. And He will answer your call immediately. But now He's calling you. Are you listening? Do you feel it?
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
نَعْمْ يَا رَبِّ. Yes, Ya Allah, I wish to be amongst the true believers. This is how we should respond to this call every time.
إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ.
O you who have believed, answer Allah when He calls you. You know, 5 times, you hear here, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Do you answer the call? That's what Allah asks you to do. It's not for Him, it's for you. Ramadan is the month of giving. Do you give generously in Ramadan? Jannah is ready for al-muttaqeen. What's the first quality? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Allah is guiding you. What should you do? Allah gave you the money. Don't make that money a love in your heart. Make it a trust in your hand. Give generously. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. And Allah said, if you answer Allah, and if you answer His Messenger, that give life to your heart. And if you have a living heart, you're a good human being. If you have a dead heart, you're done. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Believe Allah. Trust Allah. Have faith in Allah. When He says, if you give Allah an interest-free loan, Allah will multiply many times. It's just an analogy. You cannot give Allah a loan. Allah gave you the money and He's asking you to give it back. He's testing you. Would you give or not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the very end of Surah Muhammad, Surah 47, ayah 38, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تُدْعَوْنَ لِتُنْفِقُوا. Allah invites you to give فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ. Some before leaving, instead of giving some donation to see this place, the best place, running and having programs, they're going to say, man, if I give money, my money will decrease. Don't you believe? Don't you respond to the messenger who said, Wallahi, مَا نَقَسَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. If you give sadaqah, your money will increase, not decrease. Do you believe? وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Believe in Allah's promise. Have faith in Him. Wallahi, you give, He'll give you. And He'll give you more. The money is His. وَآتُوهُم مِّن مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Allah said, give from the money that Allah gave you. It's not your money. Allah gave it to you. Then at the end Allah said, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. What's the ultimate goal of any Muslim? What's the ultimate goal? Isn't it guidance? Rushd? Hidayah? So if you respond to Allah, and if you answer the call of Allah, if you do what you need to do, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you on the straight path and Allah will guide you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And Allah used لَعَلَّهُمْ, you know why? Because some of us will respond to Allah, some of us will not respond to Allah. And then you stop and say, why Allah is not answering my dua? You keep talking about dua and Allah answers the dua immediately. What's stopping my dua from going up to Allah? Because you did not do istijabah to Allah. He will do ijabah to you, but you should do ijabah to Him too. How? Allah said, yuridullahu bikumul yusr in the previous ayah. Allah wants ease for you. But you know what? The way to the haram money is very easy. It's very easy. Those who are running businesses, you can cheat your customers and you can make lots of money. And you know what? No one can notice that except Allah. And you know in Ramadan, what's the main fruit of Ramadan? It's taqwa. If you cannot see Allah, Allah can see you. You can cheat people. If you work for a company, you can sit there, play video games. When you see the boss coming around, what do? You go back to work. Are you afraid from the boss? Aren't you afraid from Allah? That money that you are making is haram. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, he said, look at the man who will be traveling thousands of miles to go to Mecca. الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر. He has dusty hair and dusty clothing. And he raises his hand to Allah. Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Oh Allah, oh my master. And then the Prophet said, وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَأْكَلُهُ حَرَامُ وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامُ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. He's going to perform Hajj, but the money by which he bought his ihram is haram. The ihram itself is not haram, but the money he bought the ihram with is haram, because he was cheating. And the food, he might eat halal food, but the money he bought the food with is haram. And the drink he buys is haram. So Allah said, how could this person's dua be answered? That's فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. We need to understand that. If you want Allah to answer your dua immediately, respond to Allah. Do what Allah wants you to do. Be where Allah wants you to be. Don't be where Allah doesn't want you to be. Don't do things that Allah hates. Do things that Allah likes. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. Sa'd came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want my dua to be answered right away. He said, Ya Sa'd, أطب مطعمك تكون مستجاب الدعوة. He said, Oh Sa'd, make sure that anything that goes into your stomach is from halal. Then Allah will answer your call. So we need to stop and check. Did we do istijaba to Allah? So Allah will make ijaba to us. I'll conclude with this. Sometimes, especially young people, when they are together having fun, they use foul language. And guess what? When one of their parents just happens to pass by, they'll stop the foul language. You are at work playing video games, the boss comes by, you stop playing video games and you start going to work. Why? Because the father became near, qareeb. And the boss became near, qareeb. You're driving on the highway and mashallah you're going 150. Then you see a policeman. What happens? The policeman becomes qareeb, near. You slow down and you drive properly. Subhanallah. Let me end with what I started. What did Allah say at the beginning? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. So you have to know, if you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is near, but Allah can see you too. Allah can see you if you are cheating, if you are being dishonest. So if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond and answer your dua, you need to remember Allah is near, Allah can hear you, Allah can see you, Allah knows your dua, but you have to do what you need to do to deserve the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la tada' lana wa lil hadirin dhanban illa ghafartah, wa la 'ayban illa satartah, wa la maridan illa shafaytah, wa la maytan illa rahimtah, wa la daynan illa qadaytah, wa la dallan illa hadaytah, wa la ghaiban illa radadtah, wa la hajatan hiya laka ridan wa lana salahan illa yassartaha bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم كل إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي بورما وفي كل مكان يستضعف فيه المسلمين، اللهم اجبر كسرهم، اللهم ارحم ضعفهم، اللهم عليك بالظالمين، اللهم عليك بالمتجبرين، اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر، اللهم تقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا ودعاءنا، طهر ألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة وأعمالنا من الرياء وقلوبنا من النفاق. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين واغفر لنا أجمعين. اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.